Join the group of people impacted by seriously simple stuff to get you unstuck. The first book by Tony Coach Curl. Available at Amazon, Tony's Simple Stuff provides the tool for people to master your life and aspirations. 20% of every book sold supports Carter's cause.
Hey there, and welcome to the Coach Curl podcast. Today we're talking about reviewing the year that's been. How's 2017 been for you? And what are you looking to get done in 2018? Hang around. Hey there, it's Coach Curl here, and welcome to the podcast. We're coming to the end of 2017, and this is often when people sit back and take stock of where they are in their lives. They take stock of and review their progress towards what it is that they're working towards, what they got done during the year. It's a review to see where we placed our effort and what were the results from placing that effort. Where did we invest our time? Our skill set. What relationships did we build during the course of the year? And we ask ourselves, have we progressed on where we were last year? Are we better off? Or are we worse off? Are you better off? Or are you worse off? This year, like every year, we've had ups, we've had downs. The ups don't smooth out the downs, just as the downs shouldn't smother the ups. This year I've celebrated life in all its glory. I've had triumphs, I've had tests. But I don't categorize the year as being great or bad. It's another year. It's another year on my journey. It's another year that I'm immensely grateful for. It's the year that I turned 52. And that's a year that my dad never got to see. You see, he died 30 years ago when he was just 51. I just don't take years for granted. I'm grateful for the years. I'm grateful for what I've done. I'm grateful for what I've achieved. I'm grateful for the tests that have been sent my way. I'm grateful for the people that I've left behind. I'm grateful for the people that I have around me. I don't take the years for granted, and I'm grateful. You know, if we're not living, if we're not embracing life in every aspect, in all its glory, in all its greatness, in all its versions of grey, in all its colours, in all its complexity, in all its sadness and simplicity. For every peak, I know there's usually a trough. For every mountain, there's usually a valley. And that's what life's about. Acknowledging that, acknowledging our emotions, and soldiering on regardless. Do that in your quest to fulfill your potential, your greatness. And that's the greatest thing that you can be doing. See, living a life of the status quo is for the mundane and the average, and you're not one of them. Embrace you. Embrace yourself. Embrace your badass self. And continue to follow your journey or start a new one. If your review says, start a new one. It's never too late. Until it's too late. I know what my legacy will be because I'm living it every day. I write every day. That's what I do. I add value every day. That's what I do. I coach every day. That's what I do. My journey continues into 2018 with vim, vigor. My eyes are wide open and my compass is set. What 2018 will bring, some of it will be a surprise. Some of it will be sad, no doubt. While other stuff will be sweet. One of the biggest things that I know is that what I set out to achieve, I will achieve. And I know that 2018 will bring another journey for me. You see, on November 4, 2018, I will finish the New York Marathon. Now, that journey's already started. The intention's been set. The vision of crossing the finish line is firmly in my path. It's in my mind. It's in my sights. The action behind the training has been steady and consistent. My path is mapped out. And when obstacles occur, because they will occur, I have my gauges set so that I can keep going. It won't be easy, but it will be done. You see, I've engaged the four pillars of success: intent, vision, action, and clarity. And when all four pillars are engaged, the universe has this happy knack of producing. So what are you working on? What do you want to achieve? What do you want to become? As you near the end of 2017, take stock of where you are, who you're with, who's around you, who have you become, what do you do, how healthy are you, and set your course. Chart your course. Map out your actions. Get going. Set your intention. Create your vision, map out your actions, and hold clarity. I can guarantee that if you do all four, 2018 will be an absolute turning point in your journey.
The Coach Curl podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. And now it's back to Coach Curl.
So some of you may be asking, how do you review? What practices can we do to review the year that we've had? You know, John Maxwell, one of my mentors, the world's number one leadership coach, speaks about Christmas in a slightly different way to what many other people may do. He loves Christmas morning, where he spends time with his extended family, his grandkids, his kids, and he loves it. But after lunch and later on in the afternoon, he retires to his study and he starts the review of the year just gone. He notes down the highlight reel. He notes the stuff that he wouldn't do again. And he documents it as part of his plan for next year. Now, a colleague of mine who's been through some of them and the leadership development that we do shares with me what he calls his AGM, his annual general meeting with his wife, where he takes his wife away for a romantic weekend. But while they're there, and while they're there reviewing where they sit, they start to chart their course in terms of their goals. They have long-term goals. They have short-term goals. So they sit back and they map out where they are in relation to those goals and then what needs to change to make sure that they're going to hit them. You see, there's no right way, but there is a wrong way, and the wrong way is not to do it. There's no right way as long as you have a way. See, people stagnate when they don't review where they are. They don't review their progress. They get caught in the mundane. They get caught in the routine. They get caught snuggling the status quo. And before they know it, 20 years have gone by. And they poke their head up and wonder where it's all gone. If you're happy with where you are, choose to be happier. And if you want more, think and do more. It's one life that we get, one life. And I want you to be the best at it. While life itself may seem complex, really it's simple. Know what you want and take action to get there. That's called progress. Don't give up your great to be satisfied with the good. Don't give up significance for any short-lived success. And above everything else, don't give up you. Don't give up who you are. You see, you can choose to stand on the shoulders of your greatest self or choose to be dragged down by that self-sabotaging, substandard version of you. And we all have that self-sabotaging, substandard version of you. And it's a choice that we make. We can choose to stand on the shoulders of our greatest self, or we can choose to be dragged down by the substandard version of you.
Coach Curl proudly supports Carter's cause, raising funds for Heart Kids Australia, honouring the brave legacy of Heart Angel Carter, who passed in 2013, just 30 days old. All funds raised by Carter's cause go to aid the families of kids born with congenital heart disease. Learn more by visiting www.carterscause.org.au.
So thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Coach Curl podcast. Stay tuned for our Christmas show. We're sharing stories from some of our followers from around the world. There'll be some traditions that we share. There'll be some loved ones talking about what they do with their loved ones around the holiday season. We'll have people choosing to be grateful. We'll also have people that will potentially be lonely. So if you're around loved ones this year, choose to be grateful, because many just won't be. Wherever you are, whatever your culture, I send you all my best at this time of year. Be safe and be good. Now, the Coach Curl podcast is proudly brought to you by the team at Think and Grow Business, where they improve the performance of people in business. Check it out at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. Don't forget, we support the wonderful charity called Carter's Cause, raising funds and awareness to help support the families of kids born with congenital heart disease. And every week I'll plug this, by my book, Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck. It's available at Amazon. It's available at coachcurl.com, and it's available at strongerbraverwiser.com. Now, until next week, I wish you all the best. But don't ever forget the golden rule. Just don't be an arsehole.